Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's your boy, the coolest host you know, Ice.
And it's your boy, Los Vegas. You already know what it is.
We here again. We made it. We made it for another one.
Another one.
Tuned in to Conversations on the Rocks.
Appreciate
you for watching. Shout out to the IG, Facebook.
What's happening?
YouTube and the cut. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Rhythmics Radio Airwaves. How y'all feeling out there, man? How y'all feeling? Man. How you feeling, Lo?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. It's been a long week, man. Had a long weekend. You know what I mean? The grind never stops, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was trying to tell this weekend. Let me finish what I had to say first.
Oh, okay, my bad.
You didn't even let me get to where I was going with
this. The grind never stops.
So since the grind never stops and you can't stop it unless you stop it. Nah, man, you know what I'm saying? Had a good weekend, though. Caught up with Alpha, got some more of this Sankofa, man. It's really popular.
Shout out to Sankofa.
Hey, I like that. Okay. That was tough. That's only on your mic. Mic. Oh, there we go.
You a fool, man.
Mama. Oh, it's done. Oh, I ain't done some shit. All right, so my bad, Mom. Got you on the next one. But I did some work. Shout out to my man, Nashville. Wayne and John, we put up a fence. I never put up a fence before, so I feel real good about this. I called my mama, took pictures, everything like that. She's proud.
How was it? Was it like?
Oh, man. This might be the new move right here. You know what I'm saying? I might quit my job tomorrow. I'm like, nigga, I'm about to make fences, man. Fuck what y'all talking about, man.
Hey, he's that business,
that
bro.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you, man. But how your week been, though, man?
The weekend was good, man. Weekend was good. Was chilling with family. My mom, the little one, my daughter, who ain't really little no more.
Yeah, I'm about to say, can we call her little?
Right. But yeah. Chilling, man. I was watching, it was like a new Justice League movie that came out.
I heard about that.
4 hours.
I saw this joint. This is actually good. I saw this at my man Wayne House. Shout out to him.
Good story, good movie.
Yeah. And everybody's in this fucking movie too, man. Everybody. Batman. The only one I didn't see is Robin, but do we need him? We don't need him.
Right? I didn't see him and shit, but it was a good movie.
That was a good one.
That I saw, but again,
4 hours is a long time, bro.
Yeah, you need to take a couple breaks for that. A couple of breaks.
Man, you know how I was out on a day with them niggas. I was like, oh, this another goddamn chapter. chapter.
The weekend was love, man. I'm glad to see another one.
Oh, and got to give a shout-out to my little niece, Bones' daughter, Rara. Just had a birthday. And shout-out to my sister.
Happy birthday.
Emily, we talked to her just the other day. Yesterday was her birthday and shit like that, so, you know.
Okay, happy birthday, Emily, too. Everybody's birthday.
Everybody's birthday, man. It must be birthday season. It's not September, though.
Not yet.
Yeah, it's not
it's
September,
around the corner, though.
Yeah, it's around there.
Spring season is here. Full effect, you know what I'm saying? It's starting to warm up. Hopefully, outside is start opening up or something, you know what I'm saying?
Don't y'all go outside.
Speaking of outside, you seen what's going on in Miami and shit? They put them on the curfew. Everybody was down there wilding. The race is going up, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all better stop playing spring breakers. That's what I'm saying. What did they think was going to happen? Matter of fact, did you hear one of the colleges tried to pay students? Tried to pay the students not to go off on spring break. But they was only paying these cats $75. Nigga, kiss my ass. What the fuck, nigga? We've been saving this up since last year. What's $75? Gas money to get where I'm going?
Not even. Gas like $4 right now. Right.
That's just some spending money once you touch down to Miami. Like, man, we can go get a bottle right quick. We got $75 to blow.
Ain't nobody taking
$75. Mm-hmm. I'd have took it. I wish I was in school. I'd have done
it. And still go out.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what they saying. So, we just going to give this money. And they're exactly.
Y'all stay in the room.
I'm going to my mama's house right now. You know what I'm saying?
Gone.
On my way to Miami.
Oh, Lord.
No bullshit, man.
Yeah, man. With that being said, man, let's get into pregame.
Pregame or open the shots? Because after we just on pregame.
Welcome
to Conversations on the Rocks, y'all.
Yeah, let's get it.
We ain't taking a shot for pregame.
That's true, my bad.
I'm a mixed minds, though. Mm-hmm. Lightweight.
Already. I'm all with it, Pimper.
We about to get into what you got, man.
We wanted to start this opening shot with a very disturbing motherfucking story and shit. This one really got me mad, man. For real. This one really, this is stupid. All the way stupid. I don't even know how to justify this. So, right. A guy, he was in, Milwaukee. Because I wanted to say he was in Atlanta, but I don't think he was in Atlanta. I think he was in, like, one of his off states. I'm going to have to check on that joint again. Went in there, shot his own kid, mother's, I mean, his baby mom's mother, shot the baby mom's brother, I believe, and shot the baby mom himself.
Wild story.
Wild story. And he did this, y'all, for the motherfucking stimmy, for the motherfucking stimulus package, the 1400.
Are you serious?
For 1400. He walks in there. The cousin, when she tells the story, she said that she offered him at least 400, but told him that she need the rest. He don't do nothing for the kids. Whoop de woo, you know, probably typical story how that go. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to get that. So he went home, came back, and shot the whole place up. Now you killed your own child.
Right.
I think the mom is dead also, and the brother. The baby mom was the only one that survived. She got some wounds, and I think somebody else was shot inside the house too.
Yeah.
Not on top of that, then you take off fucking running with your other child. You run down some block, run into a motherfucking house. The police surround you, but from what I read in the story, I believe he had left the baby outside of a building. I think trying to throw him off. Like, they'll just be like, well, we found the baby down the block, so we don't, you know what I'm saying, we'll wait later to go look for him. No. This bamboo was still in the house. They tear gassed him, brought him out. So, at the end of the day, you wanted 1400.
That's it.
That's it. That's all you wanted. You wanted 1400. So, you was willing to kill everybody for 1400, and you still didn't even get the fucking money, bro. And you killed your own fucking child.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Your own child, bro.
Motherfucking, like, that's crazy. Everybody, all the wildness was going just around the stimulus check just itself, yeah, you know what I'm saying? All the, like, really, take the money, invest it in yourself or a business.
Please. I mean, is it getting that bad, though, Slow?
It's not that serious.
Like, dog, I mean, I'm mad at my baby mama, too, and shit. God damn if I don't need that check back one time. Lord. You know what I'm saying? But I can't see. I mean, dog, like, to get this money, you was just like, everybody can get it. And you can't get the fucking check without her.
Right.
Man, you better go sit your dumb ass down somewhere. I hope you get everything you deserve when you go upstate, bro. Real talk.
They gonna kill him in jail.
Oh, yeah. Because you're gonna get life. Dog, you done just took three lives yourself plus your own child. You're gonna get life.
Yeah.
You're gonna get life.
Over
1400.
It's not even thousands.
If you don't go get a motherfucking job and another baby mama out here, somebody with some kids.
Exactly. Go claim somebody else's kids and
what
shit.
What the fuck? But you shot your own kid, man. I can't get past that part. That's the part I can't get past. Your own child. Like, you saw your own child, and it was like, wow, you can get it too.
Wow.
Yeah. He need his ass beat.
Man, the spirit, bro. It's the spirit. Yeah. The negative spirit,
that
bro.
That fucking money, though, dog. For real. For real.
That's what it do.
Like,
that's what it do, man.
That's great. Like,
bless, you know what I'm saying? Blessings to the family and shit.
Yeah,
that
no
shit
doubt. Wild. No doubt.
We got prayers up for that family.
Yeah, like, most definitely, because that's going to be a wild one, man.
I can never see myself do something like that.
I don't think anybody should see themselves doing that. Like, for the fucking money?
Nah.
For the fucking money?
Not for no 14.
And you went off on everybody in the house. Like, everybody can get it right now.
I thought when you got to have a job and you get that 1400 too. Am I wrong?
Nah,
So
what happened to his money?
Obviously, maybe it must have went to the child support. You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? I'm thinking maybe it went to the child support. He was like, damn, this is like the third check that passed through here. I need that motherfucker right now.
I got four kids. And child support for everybody.
Hey, man. Like, come on, man.
That's like $2 million out the window easy.
You know what I mean? Like, I might shoot around y'all, but I ain't going to shoot my kid. I might be like, damn, I hit the cat or I hit the dog or somebody. Oh, like, they get the butt dog. That's not serious.
That's crazy.
But seriously, that's bad off, man. And he don't deserve to be out here, man. So I'm glad you're going where you're going, bro. Real talk. Jeez. They might even try to give him a death penalty for that one.
He got to. I think he
deserves it.
You gotta have that.
Cause you're liable to.
Motherfuckers an idiot, man.
All the way idiot, man.
You gotta have that. Like, I don't know where your mindset is gonna be at.
That blows.
So he comes in the house.
Yeah.
And
says, yeah.
Hey, I need that $1,400.
Mm-hmm. And she said, no, I'm only going to give you four. And then nigga said, yup.
I'll be back. Let me get my strap. Like,
got everybody. Like, see, because we're all fathers, so it's like, could you, dog?
No.
What?
Hell no.
What?
Nah.
Man.
It's better to cut somebody off than kill somebody, you know.
Better go get on your grind and go
it's,
get
like, then he looked like he's so dope. Then he looked like he's so dope. So I didn't get it. Jesus, baby. You know one of them dope boys that's around there.
He got a bad mask.
Oh, Lord.
He should be in the street. I don't know, dog.
Obviously, dog, because you know drugs sell they suffering. You can't get this. You better get your ass about the street, nigga. Hey, man, but moving on, I wanted to also talk about, speaking of kids, that Breonna Taylor, a little bit more about that because we don't want to sweep this under the rug. Her boyfriend's charges was dropped, which also bothers me a lot, too, because
Breonna Taylor, man,
he was the reason we ran in the house anyway, looking for his ass.
Right.
He had the drugs and the straps and all this stuff like that.
Right.
So while Breonna, rest in peace, was sleeping, minding her own motherfucking business, and y'all looking for this dude who wasn't there at the time anyway.
Right.
So now she's dead. Y'all done gave the family, what would we say, they got like, it was like a $30 million settlement or some shit like that.
Something like that.
And then now later, all the charges that was brought for the boyfriend, the whole reason this incident even happened, the whole reason of y'all having y'all badges and be able to kick in this door while this lady was sleeping and kill her and be cool with it, now y'all dropping the charges.
That's messed up.
They need to prosecute every police officer.
And that's the other thing, too, because, like, with that being said, there has not been no trial or no charges still brought up for these fucking police.
Right.
And I keep saying, I hate the fact that you just gonna give this family $30 million. My child is not worth $30 million.
No.
It's not.
Fuck who you talking about. Okay? You know what I'm saying? My child is not worth $30 million.
100%. 100%.
You know what I'm saying? There's no price tag on that, man. She's not coming back. Yeah. She's not coming back.
At all.
At all.
You know what will stop all this police killing us, bro? Yeah. Honestly, like, I've been talking to a lot of people and some of our partners that we are connected with, right? Think about this, bro. If how many kids you got?
I got four.
How many kids you got?
One.
You got one. Okay. If you put $1 million policy on your kids, insurance policy on your kids,
mm-hmm.
think about it. Black people, all of us, if we have $1 million insurance policy on us, right?
Yeah. Right.
And they kill us. They kill five black people. That's $5 million the insurance company got to pull out, right?
Right.
You think they're going to keep killing us?
Think about it. I get what you're saying. But, I mean, like, you just paid $30 million for one.
That's some free game.
You just paid $30 million for one.
But that's 30 people. Game. So let's put
but
this.
No, I'm talking about off the Breonna Taylor case.
Right.
With her whole family. I guess, you know what I'm saying? It's paid for the whole family. But, like, at the same time, I get what you're saying, but I don't think so. I think because they just feel that empowerment. I'm just saying for, like, the cops. You know what I'm saying? Not us, but the cops. Like, dog, the county's going to go ahead and pay this $30 million. But I can still kill your ass off and I'm good.
But think about it this way, bro. So all these murders that they're doing us, right? Yeah, everybody has $1 million policy on their kids, right? You keep killing us. These insurance companies keep paying out. Yeah, Do you not think these insurance companies going to go to the police? They're going to say, look, we pulled out too much money out of this motherfucker.
Johnny, put your gun down. God damn it. Put your gun down for real.
Seriously,
that's real.
They're going to reverse their opinion because the way you got to fight these people is with money. What runs America is money, bro.
That is true.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Real. That's real.
Man, I'm telling you.
That's real. Nah, that's real. That's
serious,
real.
Bro.
Yeah. That's real.
Like, we're not thinking about that, bro.
Yeah.
Any white people I know, they have $1 million policy on their kids. Yeah. They can't touch them.
Yeah,
they can't shoot them.
We still over here fighting for $1,400 fucking dollars.
It don't make no sense, bro. Our mentality is backwards.
Yeah. And that's one thing I would never get, man. I would never get, and I really hate to say this about our race. We are like the only race that cannot come together and stick together and move on.
It makes no sense. What I'm saying?
The Puerto Ricans, the Mexicans, we can't learn something from that.
Hey, it go back. Like that shit go back way. In one house. It go back way in the Bible.
Yeah,
bro.
And you know what I'm saying? They build 100%. On it together. They put money together, and boom, look at them. Then the next thing you know, five of them move. Moved off and got this and that, man. We the only one because I'm mad. Oh well, that's my man, but why his chain bigger than man? Or that's my man, but why his tax better than man? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like stupid shit.
Yeah.
Stupid shit like that. Or I can't fuck with Ice because he on the radio and then he don't never got time to come chill in the hood.
Collaboration better than competition.
He busy,
man.
Because he busy. Collaboration better than competition.
That's all day.
That's what it is, man. Niggas is bad because you busy. Oh, we can't fuck with him. He too busy. He too good now. That's what they look at. You're not busy. You're too good now. Hey, man, fuck
whole time they don't see how what you trying to the play that you trying to make, you trying to bring it back and bringing them up. They don't see that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, man, how many times we got to keep saying? Nothing plus nothing equals nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Zero.
I can't put you on if I'm not on.
That's it.
And stop putting your fucking hand out and stand out, man. That's real. That's the COTR
facts.
Gang right there.
That's
and
facts.
The last day. The last topic we're going to get into in the opening shots is rest in peace, George Floyd.
Yep.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
This another one too, man.
Yeah.
He got his settlement. $27 million.
$27 million.
Who gets the money? The family?
The family.
The estate. The family.
So the family. And again, this one is also being pushed back because they want to grab enough. Well, so from what I read on there, because they just gave this settlement, the officer that was supposed to go on trial, he's supposed to go on like earlier either this month or last month. They want to push it back because now they're feeling because they done gave Floyd's family this money. It looks like he's trying to cop the plea, you know, just trying to cover it up and all this, which sounds really stupid to me. Like, dog, you shot this man. You know what I mean? Like, you killed him. You know what I'm saying? So, with this, again, George Floyd's life was not worth $27 million.
Nah.
That's, it still doesn't add up. You know what I'm saying? And now you want to push this back? Dog, if that was black people, you'd have been in trial that same day.
Yeah.
That same day. Lost your house. You know, they'd have been spray painting your house, toilet paper, that joint, Target, you and everything. You know this. So I'm really, I don't like when the system does that. I don't like y'all giving us this, that type of money to try to pay off for a family member, man. Yeah. He's not worth that.
Rest in peace, George Floyd, man. It's unfortunate situation, both these cases and shit. Yeah. But the homie Shaq said, like, I like that idea of life insurance for everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It makes you think twice.
I'm telling you, it's a brilliant idea. One of my partners brought it up. We have an investment group of 250 people. You know what I'm saying? These are the things we teach each other. Like, why not do it?
Yeah. What's the name of that investment group?
Which one is it we got? I know we changed the name. GFG.
Okay.
Yeah. That slim in the background, y'all.
Yeah, Global Family.
that slim in the background. That's the balls back there. That's the balls back there.
Nah, we had to change the name up, you know. So it's Global Family.
But that's free game right there.
But
I'm telling you, that's
bro,
real.
Think about it, man. Like, it's too much going on out here.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, these niggas $1 million worth. Each one that you kill. Because how many murders has happened with the cops killing us that didn't even pay out?
Too many.
You hear me?
Too many. That they didn't pay out. You know what I'm saying? So the big ones that are exposed on social media, they getting paid 30, 29
right.
million
right.
and all
right,
that
right,
stuff.
Right,
right,
right.
Like
that.
But the ones that are not being exposed on social media, it's on a hush.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They're not paying nothing now.
You know, when you say it like that, I wonder how many other secretly families have been paid off and what they've been paid.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So if you have $1 million on
like
your
you
kid,
just said, if it doesn't go viral with George Floyd that got this $27 million,
what's the population of us in this in America?
I think we like
black people.
I think we like 11%, some shit like that.
11%,
some shit like that.
I'm seriously though.
Yeah.
Think about it. 11%, right, of us.
Not big.
That's not a lot of people.
Right.
That's not a lot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If 11% at 1 million per kid, per family, you know what I'm saying, everybody, they're not gonna be killing us. They're gonna think twice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing with their culture. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's not too many. You seen a lot of videos on YouTube. They got the freaking white man got a gun
right.
up on the police. They why did not pulling the trigger? Right. If it was a nigga, pow, real quick. You know what I'm saying?
100%. That's real.
Yeah.
Because
they know how to de-escalate the situation with the white people.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course.
They all got policies. That's we don't. Do. Yeah. We rather spend $200 on some Jordans where we could spend $100 on $1 million policy a month.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah, that's
our money goes somewhere. We gonna buy a zip, smoke that shit versus okay, let me put $1 million policy on my kid.
Facts. Speak that shit again,
pay.
Bro.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah, for real. Speak that shit again, bro. For real.
You know what I'm saying?
Speak that shit again.
I gotta pay this. Yeah. I got four kids. They straight.
Yeah.
Right.
100%.
They straight. You know what I'm saying? And we also got I don't know if you guys look up things, the 70-70 account. You guys know anything about that?
No. 77 account?
70-70 account.
No, never heard of it.
Yeah, I was going to say neither.
Let me ask y'all a question quick.
This is Jim's, y'all.
What's it do with the glove? OJ, right? OJ Simpson. Mm-hmm. Why do you think he still got his money?
Does he still got his money?
Okay, I want to hear this. Because we
seriously,
was all in
under the impression he was broke. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
at one
broke.
Point. Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Can you put it in a trust?
Huh?
You put it in a trust.
It's not in my trust. 70-70 account is categorized as insurance. It's an account that the government can touch and you cannot be taxed. Hmm. Okay? His lawyer, Johnny Cochran. Took a lot of his money, put in the 70-70 account. Walt Disney. All these major brands, all these highfalutin people that you guys know about.
They have a 70-70 account.
Look it up on Google.
I'm going to ask you.
Look it up on Google. 70-70 account.
I'm about to put,
you know what I'm saying? They put money away in this account. They can't touch it. When OJ was doing his trial and all that stuff, he came back to his lifestyle. A lot of people didn't know, hey, they can't touch that money. And on top of that, compound effect.
Right.
Compound it makes his money make money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he came out. They can't touch that bread.
Yeah, that's
they can't touch that bread.
That's free game.
You know what I'm saying?
That's free game.
So the money is there.
Yeah.
We have to learn how they move.
Yeah.
We have to watch how they move. The same way.
The rules they play.
That's it.
Yeah.
If you play, we going to win.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All this information is in the book.
Yeah.
They hide it there because what? They know niggas ain't going to read.
It's
you know what I'm saying?
100%.
For me, honestly, I hate reading. When I was younger, I hate it.
Likewise.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I got into the industry that I'm in. White man look at me and say, Shaq, you want to make some money? Here's this book. Go read it.
Right.
This is roofing industry.
Hmm. I said, well, don't talk too much about it. Hold that
thought.
I'm gonna hold it.
Yeah, shout out to the homie Shaq.
Cause he came in to drop
y'all
too.
Here.
Look,
you
the
tuning
back
in to Rhythmics Radio.
Man,
bro. You good.
Nah, hey, this is what we do for real, man.
You tuning in to Rhythmics Radio.
Yeah, man.
Conversations on the rock.
It's that Sankofa.
Boy, hey, this some good shit.
Homie, ain't
gonna lie.
Hey, dope.
Where can I find this bottle at, dog?
Hey, we will hook you up. We got you. We will put you on with my man.
You
got them drugs.
Me over
there. They everything.
Yeah, man. So, yeah. With that being said, we're going to jump right into Entertainment Update.
Yep. Yeah, let's get it.
Where you want to start at, Ice? Where you want to start at?
Yeah, we're gonna start with your girl, Sweetie.
Oh,
Quavo.
Sweetie and Quavo.
They split up. You know what I'm saying? You don't seem surprised, man. They broke up over Twitter and shit, you know what I'm saying? It was rumors, but they said the rumors was false that Quavo
repoed
and
shit.
Repoed her Bentley and shit. But
yeah.
Nah, they said that
he
that
said
was rumors.
He said he
did
do that.
Shit.
Hey, man.
But she was on like the Justin LaBoy's. He got a show
that.
With her ex. Diddy's son. You know what I'm saying?
What's his name?
And so she showed up on that joint. I forget the nigga name and shit.
Just that fast.
But yeah, aww, man.
Hey, look.
Together, I guess, for a couple years and shit.
That's what
and
Quavo
she hot
said.
Like she's on fire right now. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Justin. Fortune. That's his name.
Everybody, Justin.
Justin.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that little nigga got swag, though, man. I ain't even gonna fake, man. Hey, Diddy, you did your thing with that. That's your motherfucking twin. That is a young Sean Puffy Combs right there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people gonna be throwing the bait out there trying to holler at Sweetie really right now. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Quavo, dog, you one of the amigos, homie. You make beats. Keep it moving, my nigga. Fuck that. Keep
a lot of people saying it's not a good look for him and shit, because she's on fire, you know what I'm saying? She got, like, number one smashes and
Let's see how far she goes without Quavo. Let's go there, Migo, Sweetie. The look. Hey, she'll be back to the block then, won't she? She'll be back on the block then, won't she?
Oh, Lord.
Back to the streets. Yeah, that was what she did. Back to the streets. Yeah.
Tap in.
Tap into that motherfucking car, no, shorty.
Yeah, man.
Quavo ain't paying no more.
All right.
He gone.
Also, he's stupid as shit. Also, in entertainment, man, we got LeBron. He is a part of owner with Fenway Sports Group. They got a part owner of Boston Red Sox,
man.
Which is big because they got a female black woman.
Coach, yeah. Which we just talked about on the last show. If you ain't been watching, I don't know which rock you've been under, but it ain't been us. Because right. We would have had a conversation about it. So that's big. LeBron, then a black woman coach. That's really big.
That's history right there.
Hey, my man fucking with this bottle. He loving this.
Bro,
joint.
I'm telling you.
Hey, Sankofa. Hey, that Sankofa.
That Sankofa smooth.
Oh, that joint.
That shit
smooth,
man.
Boy, that joint.
It don't even feel like it's 100. It doesn't.
So that's real.
Got that.
And then it's gin, so it's different, man. Yeah. And then also in entertainment, we wanted to talk about the verses.
Yeah. Yeah, you get to check it out, man.
I didn't get to check out the verses, man. I'm really upset about that.
Shout out Wu-Tang, man. Wu-Tang forever.
So the whole gang went in there?
I ain't see everybody, but you know you can't see behind.
Right.
You had a rack of them coming out, rapping verses and Capadonna.
Oh, Capadonna.
Inspect the Deck. RZA was there.
Oh, that was nice. Yeah.
The shit was dope. Shout out to Versus, Swiss, Timbo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
As a matter of fact, they just said their first 1 year anniversary for Versus.
Oh, damn.
Right. Don't even seem like it.
Yeah.
So shout out to them.
Damn.
But that's a good look. We also just talked about the next one that's supposed to be coming up is Method Man and Redman.
Yeah,
that one right
special.
There, boy. Oh, can't wait to see that.
Man.
How high is my shit?
Yeah.
It's a classic.
That's a classic. Hey, look, and I want to tell all you niggas that get high, you might want to hit your dope man early before this come on right here. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, the part
you know
two
what time it is?
Sucks. I ain't gonna
oh, part two?
Man,
I,
that shit sucks.
Oh, you talking about with DC Young Flying
Lugatti? They should have done that shit something else.
Whoever directed that joint, they should have never got the rights to do that shit.
I was sick. I was like, what the fuck is this,
bro? Hey, that's just as bad as Belly, too.
Who was in the game?
The game, hey, man. Did that nigga act hard for no reason?
Yeah.
Like, you're from Compton, nigga. Why you
they fucked that shit up.
They
man.
Fucked that joint.
That's
you
a classic.
Lord.
You had everybody from the West Coast in this movie and fucked it all. We could have did this shit and probably did better than that joint right there.
They should have just named that movie something else, bro.
Some
I mean,
you gotta leave alone.
It was a funny movie, but it wasn't like.
There wasn't nothing
honestly,
funny. There was nothing funny about that.
They messed it up.
DC Young Fly was so out of the ordinary.
Was his first movie or something?
Maybe. I don't know because he's doing good on the 85
South
Show.
I seen
show.
It when you was flicking through
well,
Netflix,
I'll tell you
but
who else
sucked
in that. Lil Yachty sucked in that joint. He should have floated along on that little boat. Roll your ass out this motherfucking scene, nigga.
The nigga with the red hair.
The nigga with the red hair. You know who he is.
Yeah, they should have named that shit something else, bro.
So who you want to see in
the
verses, though?
420 joint, I look forward to the math.
Yeah, that's
going to
be tight. Who you want to see in the verses, though?
Man, before we get into that, man.
Oh, my bad. Because I be trying to jump, my bad.
I know, man. Also, hey, coming up on Versus, April 4th, old folks, young niggas.
Oh, yes.
If you got babies, whatever.
Yeah.
Isley Brothers, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm there. Sunday.
I can't wait for
Isley
this
Isley Brothers,
right
Earth,
here.
Wind, and Fire? IG is
hey,
there.
And they come on when? Sunday
hey. Night. Get your old lady.
If my job is listening, I will not be at work on Monday because I'm going to be with the same coat. And we going to be like, la-di-da-di-da.
Already, boy. Already. That cookout music, boy.
I'm going to call my dad. I'm like, dad, God, damn it.
All the old
folks
in the building. My dad, all the kids boy. Got set up their old folks. Hey, baby girl, put the IG on and shit. You know where that shit is.
Hey, your parents are not even going to pick up the phone. You better not have an emergency around this time. Because your dad going to be mad. He be like, nigga, Ashley's his own. What you want? What the fuck you want? My bad dad, you busy? Like, yeah, hell yeah, nigga.
They got the baby making
sense. Oh, man. And I'm telling you now, if my parents are listening, I better not get another motherfucking brother or sister.
All the kids coming? I don't know, man.
I better not get no kids.
It's still pandemic and shit.
Shit, while we talking, we better not make no motherfucking We ain't too far from that man. Shit.
Hey, I'm done.
Because the alley, yeah, I'm liable to caress a nose. Girl, what you doing?
Hey, so, yeah, Versus 2, shout out to them, man.
Yeah, shout out to them. Well, yeah, who you want to see?
Man, coming up. I want to see Nas and somebody, bruh. But I know they ain't never going to do that shit no time.
Nas won't do it, man. Nas won't. And shout out to Nas for that Grammy you just won. Yeah. We talked about it last shout album. Which I also wanted to shout out Hit-Boy because Hit-Boy produced the whole joint.
Hit-Boy was killing last year.
Hit-Boy did his thing, so shout out to him.
He was on fire last year. He did his thing. In the last year.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, who comes to mind, bruh? Who you want to see, dog?
You know who I really like to see? Honestly, I would like to see Fabulous and Cassidy go at it. I would love to see them go at it.
That'd be a good joke. I can see that.
That'd be good.
I would love to see that. I'm thinking that. I'm going with that one. Fabulous and Cassidy.
I want to see T.I. and somebody, man. I'm mad that T.I. and 50 joint ain't go through. You know what I'm saying?
I think T.I. would have killed 50.
Because I feel like T.I. catalog just...
Yeah, his catalog way too long for him. Who you want to see in the Versus?
Man... I don't even know.
Hey, my man said, I want to see me versus me on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to go in on that joint.
I don't even know. I mean, honestly, I don't really watch TV like that. Yeah. I got one TV in the house. Yeah. That's in the living room. Okay. I barely watch that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you catch it on the YouTube. You know, it's streaming. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to catch one of them joints. Maybe we might have to have a motherfucking versus battle party one day and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Something good. Yeah. I love the in-home concerts. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah. I'm liking that.
Everybody be getting fresh, getting dressed up, go hit the barber.
But these next two are going to be good. If we can see the Meth and Red, that'll be lovely because who didn't remember the Blackout album? That was that shit. And to see this Earth, Wind & Fire.
April 4th.
I might get dressed up for that.
Right. You're going to throw on the linen? Put the linen on and shit.
Look, go live. I'm like, girl, hell yeah, I'm in the building.
Sitting red wine and shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta have a bottle of Roscato in it.
Exactly. I'm gonna have some wine. Light. Yeah, some wine and shit. Get a glass and shit. Smell that Jones swing.
Just gliding from side to side everywhere you go.
And before we end this, one more thing. Top five rappers, dead or alive, right now. Top five.
For me?
Yes, sir.
Sheesh. I gotta give it to Dwayne.
Okay.
Boosie.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
Rick Ross.
Shout out to Ross.
Yeah, he did it right.
I said T.I. Oh, yeah,
got to put a tip in there.
Let's see who else I got.
You just need one more. Put yourself in there, John.
I'm trying.
Don't be mad.
Everybody top five.
It's Dylon.
Oh, yeah, that boy Shaggo did it too.
There you go.
I love it. That's how you end out. That's how you end it.
You know what I'm saying? That's
what's up. Man, I feel like that's a great segue before we get into, you know what I'm saying, Last Call.
Let's go.
It's an interview with Shekel D. Appreciate you, big dog.
Yes, man. Definitely appreciate you being here, man. Yes, so since you're here, man.
Sports Headhunters Society.
Society Sports, you know. Get the job done. We out here.
You done brought the gear through here. So let's run down through with you. First, let's start with the merchandise that you brought.
Start with sports and shit. What sports, what sports mean to you?
Oh, man. Sports, start pushing or remain the same, bro. Like. So this how I got it.
I love that message, mm-hmm. by the way.
Appreciate it. So I was 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2012. I got incarcerated I was on some dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? We go there for.
We've all done it.
I was getting money the wrong way. I was working at IHOP. You know what I'm saying? And I was, you know the car shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I was doing all that dumb shit, and I got caught up in the game. But the funny thing is, it wasn't me. But it was me. At the same time, you know, with these white folks, you know what I'm saying, guilty by association. Facts. And they want you to snitch. And I'm not about that. Yeah, I sold a lot of weed, I sold a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Ain't no telling, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't tell.
That's real.
You know what I mean? I kept my mouth shut. I said, look, that's my name you got on there. Let's talk about that name right there. That's
no Judas and a black Messiah around here.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how it was. So we facts. Just They like, all right, they put me away. They had nothing on me. I had like 17 counts, but all of them was dropped down. They, you know, they like, oh, we can't let them go without, you know. But so I was inside, Manny New Direction program.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Prince William ADC has that program. Okay. So I took that program. So one night I was actually making a swole. Okay, I was making a swole, facts. You know what I'm saying?
I wish you had one right now.
I'm telling you that. So I was making the sauce. I was making the sauce. I forgot what I put in this sauce. You know what I'm saying? They're like, yo, what you making? I was like, yo, that's the SDS. They're like, what that is? I was like, that's that Shagonine Sports. They're like, sports? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, so I'm thinking to myself, damn, sports sounds good. That got to mean something, you know? Yeah, so facts. It took me, I was in there for like 2 years and some change. I was just thinking, like, damn, what? I got to come up with an acronym for sports. So I was just writing all these different stuff up. Nothing was clicking. Mm-hmm. So one night, it was like 4:30-something, almost breakfast time. I'm like, half sleep. It was like meditation because I had just finished reading the Bible and all that stuff. So I was meditating, and then I was just half sleep, and then my conscience was just out there, you know,
yeah.
And then it just came to me, start pushing her menacing. I was like, whoa, that's it. Sports. Yeah. So my celly was asleep. I was like, wake up, nigga.
Let me tell you something. Hey, Sally's don't want to hear this shit at 4 o'clock in the morning. I can see him now. Like, nigga,
that nigga was mad, dog.
Nigga said what?
That nigga was mad. I was like, yo, sports, do you get it? Start pushing them in the same, bro.
I'm like, dog, if you don't take your motherfucking ass, we got breakfast at 6 o'clock in the morning, nigga.
I'm like, it's about that time, nigga. Wake up. You know what I'm saying? So he was mad as shit. I was excited, bro. I'm like, what? So I wrote that thing down. I was like, that's it, bro. So ever since then, I was given the second chance. Immigration was going to deport me and everything, but you know, God made a way and everything. So I ended up getting my green card, second chance, and then all my charges. You can't get your green card if you have a felony.
A lot
of people don't know that. You know what I'm saying? So I was given a second chance. Thank God. You know what I'm saying? So when I came home, every day I look at myself, sports star pushing him in the same, star pushing him in the same. And I just keep working, bro. You know what I'm saying? That motivated me to keep going, bro.
Yeah.
To anybody, to me, that's what get me up every morning. Start pushing him in the same. It used to be a circle every day. Everything, every year is the same shit.
Yeah.
Facts.
Still, you know what I'm saying? Sell drugs, fuck bitches, bro, get money, spend it, bro. You know what I'm saying?
It was the same cycle. We've been there.
Bro, you know what I'm saying? Same cycle.
Nigga, I'm still making payments now.
You know what I mean? So when I came out, and then it was like, okay, I got to break this chain, bro. I got to let this shit elevate, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I just every day I keep it when I wake up, start pushing them in the same.
That's what you gotta do, man. I made that a brand.
I made that me. So I made that. It's all day, bro. I got sports. I do not want to remain the same. I gotta start pushing, bro. So that's where it come from, man. Okay. You know.
So yeah,
shout out to sports, man.
Yeah, shout out to sports.
Start pushing or remain the same. I like that too.
We're gonna have to put that in something. Daggone commercial you got, man.
I couldn't wait.
You know I couldn't wait. Hey.
You're going to jump right to the...
Yeah, I got to, man. Because like, I mean, but you got a lot of things going on. Like, ladies and gentlemen, I want y'all to, I want y'all to understand. He's really got some a lot of things going on. He's talking about sports. Now he's about to move on to the next joint, which he's got a commercial for. And if you have yet to see this motherfucking commercial, man, I'm trying to tell you, the Flies commercial. You should have been on one of them Super Bowl commercials.
So, let's talk about this. So the commercial is another business that he has. Yeah. Shaq's Restoration Services.
Shaq's Restoration Services. So there's two businesses that we own. Okay. Shaq's Roofing, which is owned by me. Okay. Shaq's Restoration Services, which is owned by my wife, you know what I'm saying?
Boss.
Shout out to Slim in the back.
Yeah, shout out to Slim.
You know what I mean?
Yo, Birdman, can you go and handle that? And get Wayne. Where Wayne at?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? She's very intelligent, bro.
Man, shout out to that, man.
You got to place yourself around somebody, that, like people that are intelligent.
And who better than her, right?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And who better than her, right?
That's another gem right there.
That's real.
That's another free game.
Say it again. Say it one more time, man. For real.
You just dropped another gem.
Say it again. Y'all better listen.
You got to surround yourself with people that are smarter than you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Big facts.
If you cannot learn from the next individual next to you, bro, like, you don't need to be around that person like that.
What are you doing?
You know what I'm saying? Right. You feel me? Unless you guys are working together trying to elevate yourself to the next level, you have to be around somebody that are smarter than you because you want to learn. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Why you think I ain't around this dude right here, man? You know what I'm saying? I saw his intelligence when I first met him. I said, that nigga smart. I said, sit by him. I just sat by him. I said, what's happening with you? He said, what's up? I said, yeah, that was smart.
Shout out to Los Vegas, man. We're going to get into it. Get close with Los a little later and shit.
Oh, yeah, I got one for
y'all. You talked about your Sierra Leone roots earlier.
Man, you got to talk about the commercial first.
Oh, yeah. Please take
it. Hey, you went to that commercial. Yeah.
Hey, man, for real.
He throwing me off.
My bad.
Nah, let's get into it.
Can you rap a little bit of that?
Oh, no.
You want him to rap to
me. What I said, because Shaq the Roof guy, you got wind damage, you got storm damage, you got hail, you need help, I'm the man for it, insurance claim, special X, Shaq's the man for it, I do free inspection, and I can educate you, save a lot of money too, I am not against you, I'm like your roof lawyer, I'm here to educate you, you know what I'm saying? Hey, but it's
Shaq's Restoration Services, man.
If you cut above the rest. Yes.
You know, hey, Bobby, if you listening, we about to go fuck your roof up right now.
You know, it's an untapped market, bro. It's a market that a lot of us, I'm telling you, it's a lot of market that black people don't know about.
Okay. So how long you been doing this?
Man, I got into this industry 2017, bro.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it hasn't been that long, but white man told me, he said, hey, you want to make some money here, read this book. Like I was telling you earlier, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Roof Sales Mastery was created by Becky. She is a genius, bro. Mm-hmm. And then Adam as well too. Both of them are genius. So, I read the book. Talks about sales. Talk about this business. A lot of people homeowners don't know that what the insurance can pay for. You probably have your house for 30 some years. You paying insurance. You don't know why you paying insurance.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So our goal is to help and educate homeowners how to get it recovered through the insurance company process. You know what I'm saying? So
how's business been since this pandemic?
Surprisingly.
It's been that shit, huh?
Man, surprisingly, we checked the numbers a couple months ago. We hit 1.7.
No, because everybody going to be trying to come see you. Let me tell y'all about this shit.
It's a good business.
I was just fucking with you. But that's what's up.
It's a good business, bro. Like
That's what's up, bro.
You know, you gotta work. You gotta know things. You know what I'm saying? Just like in the street, dog. There's a middleman, there's a plug. You can be the middleman and still make good money.
100%.
Yeah. Without the feds watching. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Without them coming.
Hey, can you say that one more time for the young mother stupid ass motherfucker out there? You young ass nigga.
Talk to him.
Talk to him again. Say it one more time.
You could be a marketer and make some good money, bro. Mm-hmm. You could be a market. You know what I'm saying? You can go out and get leads for anybody in the industry. People that want to make money.
Right.
Is that your business right there?
No, please. Yeah, we don't. I just came from work. Fuck them. Okay. Niggas. You know what I'm saying? And look, I don't even work for them no more, so it's okay. It's okay. This is not the current job.
Shout out to my last job I had.
Listen, people need businesses. So if you want to, if there's a market where you can generate business to businesses to make money and you make some money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's called marketing.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of us, we do it in the street, but we don't understand how to do it the white people
way. That's real.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If
we were just talking about that.
You can learn that, you can generate so much money just being a middleman.
Mm-hmm.
Legitly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking
there's money out there for everybody.
Hey, Chuck, I believe it. I grew up in the suburbs. The middleman stayed next door to me and shit, so I know who he is. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody easily.
Yeah,
bro.
Shout out to the birds, man. Now, you know what I'm saying? I like that, man. I definitely like what you got going on. And then I guess we got to jump into, like, ladies and gentlemen, this is not done yet. Like, he still got more shit going on right now.
Right.
That's the funny part.
So
you know what I'm saying?
Back into, you know what I'm saying, the rapping. So you've been rapping for some time.
Yeah, man. I've been rapping for a minute, bro. I came to America in 1996. I listened to Hot Boys.
Good year. Okay. A good year.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Yeah. I listened to the Hot Boys, Lil Wayne, the Block is Hot, on fire.
That,
you know,
shit right
bro,
there.
Bro, I fell in love, bro. I was like, what?
Yeah,
like I'm just looking like, yeah, I want to be that.
Yeah, I
want to
be that.
I want to be that. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I started rapping, like, in third grade. Everybody, I'm from Sierra Leone, so a lot of people like, what the hell is this dude doing? He can't rap. You know what I'm saying? And trust me, I suck.
And you so, matter of fact, because I just want, because you know I got my own shit going on. Did you bring any diamonds back? What you
got? I got the plug.
You know Aegon?
I got the listen. It just gotta find a way to bring it here.
I feel
you. Know what I'm saying? I got the plug. You know what I'm saying?
I got the, we got some niggas coming up.
We talking about diamonds and gold. I got the plug. We talk fake.
All
on the
my
phone,
shorties
on
out
side.
There listening right now.
You know
to
what I'm
all
saying?
The shorties.
We just gotta find a way to get it here. You know, hey, America got some restriction. You need a licensed jeweler to bring it here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, man, talk to me.
I don't have no licensed jeweler. If you guys, if you know anybody, let me know. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. No, so I'm just being. They don't call him the Iceman for that. Why do you think I fuck with this dude, man?
You a fool.
That nigga went from ice chips to ice.
You a fool.
Fuck yeah, it's out there, bro.
Yeah,
but
man.
Coming from Africa, do you think it's helped you or hurt you being an artist, being a rapper in America?
Man, it helped me a lot, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't even think I'll be alive if I never came to America. You know what I'm saying? I came during the time where we talking about civil war, blood diamond war. You know what I'm saying? I was taken away from my family, and I was being thought out of kill people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't know if you've seen Blood Diamond the movie.
I think we
I lived that life, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
I lived
real.
That life. When I saw that movie, bro, I was literally crying in the theater.
I bet.
People were like, what's wrong? What's wrong? I'm like, it was bringing back so
he
much
had
memory.
White people
bro.
Nervous like shit. Oh, he about to cook out right now. We gotta go. Johnny, get your ass up. He done tripped out. And then you know it. Her husband walked out and said, I am so sorry for this.
That was a good ass movie. You know what I'm saying? Damn.
It was. So.
Now, and now on a serious note, was your side affected by the SARS? Because we talked about this last season. And I believe that was Africa too, right? In Nigeria and all that
police
stuff. With the SARS, they were, what was it?
That was brutalizing the people. Like they was, they
yeah,
set
they
up
was
for people who were stealing
and all that stuff like that.
But then it turned into them like just fucking up the people and like going and rummaging their crib and just.
Bro, it's
a gang. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, pretty much a gang.
It was a lot of fucked up shit that was happening in Sierra Leone back in the days. But,
damn,
you know what I'm saying? I'm blessed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? My grandmother brought me here in 1996. I was about 10 years old. My parents, they filed for me to pay for me to get here. You know what I'm saying? I'm grateful
right.
for that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even know how it happened because I was in the midst of all that craziness that was going on. You know what I'm saying? I done seen I done seen heads get chopped off, hands get chopped off. You know what I'm saying?
That's
they
real.
See, they used to kick that shit like soccer balls. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So when I came to America, dog, third grade, I used to fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I ain't like, my fight sheet was like this big,
yo, and,
bro.
And let me ask you, because I want to stop you in between that. Even with that being said, when you came to America and you saw, like, our hoods, our ghettos,
man,
you know what I'm saying?
Come on, bro. That shit ain't nothing, bro. That shit ain't nothing, bro. Like, a lot of people talk shit in America, bro. So honestly, it's too much yapping. Like, that's why I was getting in trouble, because they oh, you African British cracker, you scratch your style, hit the right, you know what I'm saying? Like, punch a nigga right in the shit.
But I be thinking about that, because, like, you know, we get that all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and Ice, we from over here, so it's like, you know, a B-more dude to be like, oh, he tougher than this,
they
or New York or whatever.
You guys are spoiled.
And y'all ain't seen shit.
Y'all want to see some gangster shit? Go to Africa. Go to Syria.
Go see the slums.
Saying,
yeah.
You be like, oh, thank you, Lord.
Yeah,
my property over here. You know what I'm saying? Even the jail system, bro. Like,
they're
spoiling the jail system, bro. Yeah. You get fed 3 times a day in the jail system. You get clothes. You get shower. You get commissary.
A band and all that shit. Huh?
Shit. You go to jail in Africa, nigga.
Yeah, I believe it.
Like, oh my God.
Mama,
crying like some bitches, bro. I'm telling you,
hey,
like,
dog, just to let you know, when we go to Sierra Leone, you gotta take
Sierra Leone.
We gotta ride with you, though.
Definitely,
wifey or somebody.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, let's go,
boss. If you with it,
wifey from Ghana. You know what I'm saying? So,
I
got best of both worlds.
Shout out to wifey.
Ghana is amazing, bro. Like, I seen like the business, the structures.
It's beautiful out there, actually.
Dog, Ludacris gone. He live out there.
Honestly,
you know what I'm saying.
How
is beautiful.
Do you travel back home?
I haven't been home yet. I'm still fighting to get my citizenship here.
Okay.
I got my green card. So once I get that, bro, I definitely
Damn, bro.
Is it easy to travel once you get your green card back and forth?
Yeah,
that's
easy
real
to travel. You know,
I can go,
but the only thing is the way I fought my case trying to stay in this country was hardship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I cannot just pull a go over there, and then I got a hardship case that I fought to get my green card. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah,
they're gonna be like, "Oh, I thought it was a hardship. Why are you going over there?" You know what I'm saying? So,
damn,
but other than
that's real.
I mean,
that's real.
Communicate with everybody out there. My family members out there, they love me out there.
Right.
The song that I dropped, they love this song out there. Got 100,000 views on
Able.
Oh man, they love it out there.
Hey, bring that joint here, man.
And you got a song dropping tomorrow.
Push. My
how can everybody get like access to the song and get in contact with
I mean, if you type in Shekel Dean on Google, all my social media platform will pop up. Shekel Dean. Shekel Dean. It will pop up. You know what I'm saying? So, and
we
crazy thing.
Post this, man,
that's my birth name. When I came to America, a lot of people were like, no, we can't say that. We gonna call you Shaq Burr.
Right.
That's what a Shaq. Yeah,
that's where Shaq came from. So my street name was Shaq forever. You know, so my nickname, street name. They're like, yo, we gonna call
you
Shaq.
Black people, they always give you a nickname or shorten your shit.
Hey, what's
your
name, Shekel Dean?
We
gonna call you Shaq, bro.
Because you know, it's that one white dude that be like, I'll just go with Shaq. So the Q got silent. It's silent.
Man, I know, right?
Hey,
man,
well,
that's love, bro.
I'm glad you talked about that, because I don't know. I feel like I'm probably gonna bring this out next season, so we're gonna have to get you back, and you're gonna be back next season. We're gonna bring out my man Two Bars. I'm gonna bring out Two Bars on you, because you a rapper and everything like that. So Two Bars gonna come out here, do a little freestyle with y'all. We gonna go back and forth for a little bit like that. I don't know if you up for Two Bars.
You
know what I mean? And they call him Two Bars.
So who's Two Bars for?
Let me tell y'all about Two Bars, man. Let me put Two Bars out there right now. Because I got a rapper in the building. He got me feeling some type of way. I ain't wearing my chain today because I just got off of work. If I'd have came in here with the big chain, this might have been a different story. But nah, seriously, Two Bars is, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like the same all the ego. You know what I'm saying? I used to rap and everything. I used to tell you about it. But don't worry about it. CD, all that shit. Two Bars is Two Bars because he's got too many damn balls.
Oh, damn.
Balls. You hear me? I mean, So two balls gonna be here next season, and Shaq O'Dean.
That's it.
I need you to come out here and show two balls. Now I'm gonna tell you this. You can come with five balls. You can come with a whole 16. But two balls is only gonna give you two damn balls.
That's it. Call it a day.
Call it a day.
So speaking of, the rest you gotta pay for, right? That's it. Right. You know what I'm saying?
So speaking of Shaq O'Dean and Headhunters Society Music Group. What's the vision for the future? Where could we see you guys 2 to 5 years from now? Like, where do you see yourself? Like,
So Headhunter Society was created by Fast Hollywood, which is my little brother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He came up with that name.
Shout out to Fast.
Yeah. So our mission is just be independent. You know what I'm saying? Think about it, bro. Like, how many. Who does music? A lot of us.
Yeah.
I'm talking about black people.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Who's in control of music?
Usually not us.
The label.
Who's the label?
Your A&Rs.
Your white
your
people.
Mother, yeah. I'm not trying to
be racist at all.
Why are we not in control of this music business
when it's a lot of us doing this?
That is real.
Once we get control, then
it's a wrap.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, think about how many millionaires, billionaires that we have in this industry that they have the power to create distributions, right? Create labels that we can be in control of. Why am I in control of this shit?
Yeah.
I'm dull.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to sign. Like, I done had Universal Records. Shout out to them. They reach out. I done had a whole bunch of, different labels. I'm not going to say no names. You know what I'm saying? They didn't reach out to us, but. We not trying to sign to nobody. We want to be independent. You know what I'm saying? My wife always tell me, Shaq, you got to curve your own ways. Curve your own ways. Be in control of your shit.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? I want to wake up when I want to wake up.
Yeah.
I want to go on tour when I want to go on tour.
I mean, that's the point, right?
You know what I'm saying?
That's the point. Yeah, that's the point,
you know what I'm saying?
Right?
When you've been being controlled by these labels, hey, you have to do this. You have to do this. Yeah. Some African that's
Like, is he being for real? Don't do that.
They want a PCU. They want a 360 deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want all that
bullshit. Like, why we... Dog, it's so many black artists that are talented, gifted, and wealthy.
Yeah.
Why are they not taking initiative and becoming the distributors? Yeah. Why are they not being independent fully? Why are we not pushing the crackers out the way? I'm not trying to be racist. I love the white man.
Getting our
I love everybody.
Yeah,
no, I
mean, let's be real.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just being honest, bro. Let's be
like,
real about it.
Yeah.
Music, why are we not owning this? You're right. Yeah, you're right.
Sure. Music is generated from where? Africa.
Yeah.
Africa.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? We're not in control of shit.
Yeah.
They're in control of it. Why? Yeah. And we're the dancers. We're the recording artists.
The writers.
Because they know once we take control of it, they'll never have a grasp of it.
It's a wrap. And they can't duplicate it. They can't duplicate it.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's what it is. See, white people, I feel like a lot of white people can duplicate a lot of shit that they've already done and make money off of it because it's just white brand. But then when we try to do it and we get onto it, it'll be a different story, man.
But funny thing is, guess who's the real duplicators? The Chinese folks.
It's really the foreigners behind every white person out there.
It's the Chinese folks.
It's the foreigners behind every white person.
They're in my wife's country, in Ghana, pounding fufus and shit. You ride around Ghana, you see nothing but Chinese lettering. Like, what the fuck is that in Africa?
There's a lot of Chinese business in Africa.
Real shit.
And they're the ones making Kanye West new shoes.
Why are we not in Africa building that country?
That's where the resources
are. Seriously.
That's where the
land is. There's diamonds, there's gold, there's water, there's everything in Africa, bro.
I want to go back and buy some land.
All this knowledge that we have here, we need to take over there and create what's ours, what belongs to us.
100%.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
Yo, shout out to Shaq O'Dean, man. Just dropping that game for you. Appreciate you for coming through to Conversations on the Rocks, man.
Sports. Definitely. Start pushing her, man. Let's get it. Hey, Conversation on the Rocks, man. Y'all got me fucked up.
Shout out to San Gopher, man.
That drink right there, boy, you know, got me feeling good.
San Gopher, thank y'all.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Sports 2 makes it out right now. You know what I'm saying? Check it out. All streaming platforms.
We definitely appreciate you being here. We are definitely going talk more business, man. Yeah.
And how can everybody reach you? Like, again, so for everybody who just tuned in,
shout
out
your,
a little late.
Anything?
My IG underscore Shekudeen, Shekudeen. You know, that's where you can, where you can hit me
all day.
Hey, man, appreciate you. And just for real, just from another black man to another black man, man, appreciate what you're doing out here, bro.
Appreciate y'all, man, for having me here. It's a blessing, bro.
Thank you.
It's a blessing.
It's inspiration, man.
Thank you.
Amen.
And thank you for being on here, man. So with that being said, as we always close out, I want to give my shout outs. Want to shout out my Diamond Princess, my Three Little Hefes Chocolate. Want to shout out the whole COTR gang.
Yeah.
Also want to shout out Bones, Debbie, Smoke, Toya, Nash, Kenny, Alyssa, T Money, Big E,
shout out.
Mike. Gotta send a shout out to the Italian goddess, Sarah Ledbetter. Somebody, look, there we go. Y'all fucking my shit up. And
shout out to everybody out there, Rhythmic Radio, man. Shout out to the IG. If you're not following us, type in Conversations on the Rocks, Facebook. We also on the YouTube. You also be able to see all the playbacks on YouTube, man. Make sure y'all tap in before we get off the air. I want to leave everybody with a one last word, some ice. You know what I'm saying? Salute to everybody out there. And this one this week is, man, when you don't do it for the money don't do it for you. I'm gonna say that one more time for everybody in the back. When you don't do it for the money don't do it for you.
You hear that?
And I actually got that. I heard Joe Budden say this shit on one of his episodes. But that shit kind of resonated and stuck out, because to me what that means is, like, money don't move you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't moved by the money. Like, it don't take, like, you making enough of it, or you don't bend or beg for the money, or you know you're going to get it around the corner. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So you ain't worried about some little bag here or there, because if all money ain't good money.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
And everything that look good ain't good.
So
find out what is your gift.
Everybody, what's your passion?
God created us with a gift.
Yeah.
So when you know what your gift is,
follow
your
passion. You
get paid for your gift.
Follow your passion, and they'll throw money at your feet.
That's it.
Do it for free.
So Bobby just gave me the okay on this one. Before we end out, I want to end it off on a get close with Los moment. And the reason I'm feeling this story right now, because we're off the Sankofa.
Shout out to Sankofa.
I remember there was this one time I was in, down south. My dad, he's military. You know what I'm saying? So we was down south. So one weekend, I was grounded. My mom had left out of town, but my dad was in charge of everybody. So I told my dad, hey, man, I want to go, out to my man's house, this and that, blah, blah, blah. He was like, all right, cool. Go ahead and do that. So the setup was, it was three of us. I was supposed to go over to my man's house.
Okay.
I was supposed to spend the night in my man's house. My man said he's spending the night at the other nigga house. The whole time, we trying to go to one person's house. He got all the hoes and all the drink. You know what I'm saying? So, and he got the car. So now that we on the car and all that other shit, we get to the little joint. He picks us up. His mom, the dude that was driving, his mom saw it. Told him he had to be back by 12. He was like, damn, she get started about 12 or whatever, whatever. So we at the club, we drinking, we done got high, all that shit. This is before I even got drunk and smoking weed, all that type of shit. So, you know, I'm floating right now. Now, my man's like, yo, it's almost 12 o'clock. What I'm going to do is drop y'all off at my grandmother's house. I'm going to go home, sneak out, and come back and get y'all.
Right.
I was like, all right, bet. Dog. We got to the joint. He drops us off at the grandmother's house. Me and my man there. My man, he used to getting high and all this other shit. At this point, I'm feeling like if I close my motherfucking eyes right there, I'm about to die like shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am this high. I am this fucked up right there. Right. Like, and my man just smoking J's back to back. He drinking this and that. Dog, I'm ready to lay down, but I can't. So I stayed up all night till the sun came up. Soon as the sun came up, because dude never came back, obviously, right? Now we at the grandmother's house. I wake my man up. I say, dog, I'm about to go to sleep. As soon as I lay down, because I'm in the country, I hear a car coming down on this dirt road. So I was like, yo, somebody pulling up. He said, it's probably dude and shit.
Yeah.
Homeboy runs in that joint, panicking like shit. Like, yo, run out the back. Da-da-da-da, this and that. Dad, you gonna have to buy me a new phone. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't even recorded there. But look, so when the man ran in, he told us to go in the back. We ran in the back. It was his grandmother's house, but she's in the trailer, so she's got bars on the doors and the windows.
Yeah.
So now we just stuck in the room. The grandmother walks in. She said, "Damn, it smell like smoking here. It might have been your cousin, but nah, it can't be your cousin because you know better not to smoke in this junk."
Right.
She walks to the back and sees two black dudes just sitting in her room. She said, "How y'all getting here? And what y'all doing in here? This and that." Now, in my mind, I'm thinking my man is gonna say, "Hey, these my niggas. They supposed to be here. I dropped them off." This nigga says nothing. What? She was like, "How y'all getting here?" Then she looks at my man and says, "Baby, go get the phone so I can call the police." This nigga went and got the fucking phone. Now I'm mad as fuck. Because I wasn't even supposed to be here. I'm drunk, high, I ain't even been asleep. So I'm mad as shit. And the police is coming. Now I got to tell my mama where I've been, my daddy where I've been, and all this shit, right? So she calls the police. They supposed to be on their way. We in the country. God bless, willing, we got time now. So she's cussing us out, asking how we been here. My man never says shit. My other man that I'm in the room with says, looks at me and says, "Dog, I'm going to count to three, and by three, we going to rush this bitch and run about this motherfucking house." Hey, dog, look, first off, I wasn't really with him calling his grandmother a bitch, but at this time, I was ready to go. And then on top of that, I'm not really down with knocking women over, but at this time, I was ready to go. So I was like, "Dog, as soon as you get to two, I'm probably going to rush this bitch right now." So he counts down. Dog, when he gets down to three, as soon as he get the three, I don't know if my other man caught the vibe. He was like, "Damn, grandma, these my friends. I dropped them off this and that." Da, da, da. She said, "Well, damn, baby. You know, this southern folk. Damn, baby, why you ain't tell me I could have cooked breakfast for a minute?" I said, "Bitch, what? What?" I was almost on my way to jail. I was going to have to explain this to my mom. I wasn't even supposed to be out. And now I'm high, drunk.
Yeah. Now you about to get breakfast.
And now I'm about to get breakfast. She called the police. She said, "No, these just my babies and this and that." I said, "God damn."
Hey,
and that's just another get close with Lowe's, man.
Shout out to get close with Lowe's, man.
Hey, man, thank y'all, man. Conversations on the Rocks, yes, man. Sir. Thanks, always Be Sold. Thanks, Red Mitch.
I left y'all some great chance for CDs over here. There's some sports
players. Hey, yo, appreciate
it.
Appreciate
thank y'all, man. Yo,
shout out to Shaq.
Oh, I got to head out.
Team. Yeah, he got to head out. Hey, man, you hit us about this sad COVID because you.
Oh, yeah. Please send me the information. I need a bottle of that.
We got you. We got you.
You know what I'm saying?
He left a lot.
You did. Appreciate you,
King, man. Hey, man, thank you. Thank you.
Love the hustle. Thank you. Salute.
Thank you. Thank you, boss. Thank you, boss.
The roofing company.
Hey, can he come out next time? Can he come out next time? Bring Wayne with you, man.
And everybody on Rhythmix Radio Airwaves, again, you know you're tuned in to Conversations on the Rocks. And you know what? Always have your Conversations on the Rocks, baby.
Man, appreciate y'all.
Salute.
All
right,
fellas.
Hey,
man, thank y'all, man. Thank y'all.
We'll be in touch, man. Y'all be easy, man.
Y'all be safe.
Everybody on the IG wildin'.
I bet.
Oh, we still live. We still live. Oh, shit. Hey.
Oh,
hey,
we
shout
still
out to everybody on IG, man.
Well, hey, man, thanks for everybody, man, and everybody that's listening on the radios, man. Like, thank y'all, Rhythmix Radio, man, for real.
All day.
Honestly, I really can't say enough about y'all. And if you're not doing it, please follow them. They really have a lot of dope shows on here besides
us. Yes, sir.
you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, they really got some
serious
good shows.
Serious business. Communion.
Yeah.
Bring your own vibe, this, that, and the third. Make sure you tap into rhythmicradio.com.
Two guys bull chatting. Miss Tracy Clark over there. We got Mike on the mic.
Yeah.
Like, for real, check. It's a lot of good shows out here.
There's a lot
going
on.
The show that's coming on behind us is going to play the dopest.
No Tomatoes.
Man,
10 p.m. Mondays.
Hey, so can we get on one of them, man? You gotta let us come get on there with you, man.
Nothing but independent music.
Yeah, we should do a motherfucking bottle one time, bro, and let you play that music. And that's a good vibe, man. We bring the same coffee, man. We just chill out, man. Hey, nah, man, for real. Appreciate all that stuff, man, yeah. For real. So thank y'all for everybody that's been tuning in. Thanks IG, for everything.
Facebook, and guess what? Always have your conversation on the rocks, baby.
You already know.
Salute, we out.
We out.